In this passage from the play, the homosexual link between Brigand's Keeper is suggested. And quite strangely, Big Daddy doesn't say anything about that, as if he took it for granted, as if he already knew that. But what Big Daddy wants to know is the end of the story. So Brick's confession goes on. We understand that Skipper killed himself because Brick refused to answer his ringing phone. Big Daddy's reaction is very severe, very strict with his son. He says, "You dug the grave of your friend and kicked him in it." And that's a very severe accusation. It's very much like a blow in the face. So, in reaction, Brick reveals to his father that he's dying of cancer, contrary to what the doctors pretended. But he says it accidentally, as if it was a slip of the tongue, as if it was not his intention. But this little sentence is going to destroy Big Daddy's dream of recovery, all his plans for the future. In the original script, this revelation is punctuated by a person answering the phone in the hall and who lets out a high, shrill laugh. The voice has become audible saying, "No, no, you got it all wrong, upside down. How are you crazy?" It very much sounds like a commentary of what Big Daddy must be thinking. He must be thinking, "I had it all wrong. It was all upside down. It was all a lie. I was taken for a fool." But in the stage production that we saw, there is no such phone conversation in the distance. Brick's revelation about Big Daddy's cancer is punctuated by fireworks. They symbolize the emergence of light in darkness, that is to say, truth, out of mendacity, out of hypocrisy. It's not the end of the play, but the spectators understand the truth in this particular episode. We understand that Skipper killed himself because he loved Brick. He probably told him on the phone, but Brick hung up on him and refused to take up the phone again. And Big Daddy very well understands that too. And we also understand that Big Daddy's days are counted. His death also symbolizes that there's something rotten in the Southern society of the United States. There's something which is festering inside. It's the whole system of patriarchism, which is actually dying, which is actually doomed, because it's based on mendacity. And that's why Skipper killed himself, and that's why Brick is killing himself. Tennessee Williams' play is a condemnation of the world he lived in.